Okay, let's look at Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, February the 9th, 2021, at 5:30 begin. We're going to open with prayer and pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Singletary.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come out and conduct school business. We thank you, Lord, for the leaders that are in this room. We thank you for our support staff, those, Lord, that carry out the wishes of the board. Father, we pray for great wisdom and discernment and leadership, Father, in everything we do tonight. May you be glorified. Lord, we pray for our community continually, God, for those that are suffering with COVID. We pray for safety and, Lord, for our children and our parents, for everybody, Lord. They all need protection from that. Thank you, Lord, for those, even on this board, Father, that's gone through that. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance from that. So, God, we pray for those that are struggling right now, Lord, even amongst us, God. And pray, God, that, Lord, that you just be with us in a special way. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number two, recognition and presentations. Mr. David Deeks is here with the Florida Forestry Service.
Well, for those of you that don't know me, I'm David Dietz. I'm the Forest Area Supervisor for Gadsden and Liberty County. Every year, all the funds that's collected on state lands throughout the state, the state returns 15% of that back to the school boards. This year, we were actually affected a little bit by COVID, and so we didn't have quite as much traffic in and out of all our state parks. But we were able to present y'all with a check this year for $14,221.17.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Y'all want to get a picture of Mr. David? Y'all, David's a personal friend of mine. We worked together down at Liberty Wilderness when it opened up. So I'm tickled that he's here tonight.
Where's Mr. David? Get out in front of the
line. Okay. Now take the picture.
You put it in your pocket, did you?
I turned it over quick.
One of the things when I became a pastor, I read a book about being a pastor that said, be careful about who you recognize, you're going to make somebody mad. It was always that way. And I have just never adhered to that. I think when people do a great job, you need to let them know it.
Amen.
I had an elderly lady in my church who passed away one time. She said, don't give me roses when I'm dead. Give me roses now. You know, recognize me now. We've got a couple people we want to recognize that the board wants to recognize and the superintendent's office. They have done a wonderful job for our girls softball team over for many years now. You know, that's always a commitment when you do things after hours like many of us do. You work a job, especially if you're, you know, bivocationally. You work a job and then all of a sudden you work a 2 or 3 hour practice. And it's never a 2 or 3 hour practice. You're always working on dragging a field, putting things together. We've got two people we want to recognize tonight who have stepped down, but we want to thank them on behalf of the board for their leadership with our girls softball. We are in good shape because they have been a part of that foundation. First one is one of our school board members, Boo Morris. Come on up here, Boo. You got to come get it. Just a small token of our appreciation. This county knows what you've done.
Right.
And we want to let you know we appreciate what you've done. So this says our Liberty County School Board would like to thank Mr. Charles Boo Morris for his commitment and contributions to the success of Liberty County softball, given February the 9th, 2021.
Thank you, brother.
Get away from the screen and shake hands.
One more.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it. I've been talking for a while. The other one, Miss Jody brought up a couple meetings ago. I think it was a couple here, December meeting, I believe. Been no doubt. This person is very special to this county. Makes the absolute best bowl of peanuts on Friday night football games. That's what I eat for supper. I don't hardly eat lunch. I eat two bags of peanuts. He's just an all around utility guy. Whatever needs doing for our athletics, he has been there. Bulldog Club work, him and Miss Anna are faithful each Friday night to be there. He's done so much at that softball field. You know, going from not having a field to boom, you got to produce a field. Putting those bleachers together, like putting together a 10 million piece jigsaw puzzle and all those pieces. And so I appreciate Jody recognizing him at our December meeting, but we want to formally thank you, Al, for your work and your commitment to them youngins. And I got, like, somebody made fun of me and said youngins on an interview, but that's what they are. They are youngins. And Al, we appreciate your commitment for all these years, and just want to say thank you, brother. So I'd like you to come up and receive. Liberty County School Board would like to thank Mr. Al Lewis for his commitment to the success of Liberty County softball. We could have added football and all the other stuff to it. But, brother, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well deserved.
Okay, next is item number 3, public comments. We did not have any. Next, item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Well, it is good to be back. It's hard to do these things on Zoom, but due to COVID, I had to be out for the January meeting. So thank y'all for your patience. I'm going to go over these very quickly, I think. Number one, some of this stuff y'all already know, but just want to make it public. Number one, went back to our plan A of our back-to-school plan yesterday. Our numbers are really looking good. The most recent numbers from today is 3 students total district-wide have COVID. So, we don't want them 3 to have it, but it's a very small, manageable number. Therefore, we judging the data, we were able to go back to plan A. That gives you a lot more capacity in the lunchroom, PE classes, but we're continuing to wear masks for transitions in the lunchroom and on the bus. This coming up tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, our district administration will be meeting with each school regarding curriculum. We'll be meeting with them individually, and we want to make sure that we're teaching state-approved and state-adopted curriculum at all our schools. We want to firm that up. It's not meant to be punitive, but we want to make sure that we're all on the same page, that a third grader at Toller is receiving the same curriculum as a third grader at Hosford. That's very important that all the grade levels are doing the same thing. So we've had some issues there that we want to firm up and work with each school's administration. I was able to change this. The softball field wiring, I think, is mostly complete because literally right before we walked in the door, I changed this. The lights are working. So here's the deal. There's a basketball game tonight, and as soon as the game's over, I told Kevin, I told Jennifer, we're going to cut them lights on. So I'm excited about that, but they are operational. Now, I think most of the wiring's complete, but I haven't been over there to check to see and everything, what all's done, but I think most of it's been done. The building that's been ordered, we keep being told it's 2 weeks away. Kevin's been beating them. They don't want to hear from me and Kevin. They back up. We don't want to hear calls. But he has been adamant about trying to, even asking if it's in a yard somewhere, we'll come pick it up. We got to have it. So anyway, it's like I put on there, it's a thorn in our side. But we do have portable bathrooms. I talked with a couple companies today. Jody had run down some numbers as well. Very manageable, low-cost alternatives. At this point, I think that's going to have to. We'll probably have to start the season with the portable bathrooms, but we'll we have that already secured and ready. Those people are on standby. Number 4, we have a bill in the House of Representatives. This was filed yesterday by Representative Jason Schoaf. It's House Bill 3321. You should have a copy of that. Ask about the Senate version. They're probably about 2 weeks away from having something that they're going to work with. It appears there will be a companion for that. This is a nonpartisan issue. This is our vocational money that we all went to the delegation meeting. It's a small amount, $150,000, but it will mean a lot for what we're going to use it for. We're also have some skin in the game from the district. We're able to utilize some Perkins money, I think about 60-something thousand, and then some from the general fund possibly. So I think we'll have plenty of money. I am very optimistic we're going to get it. I had a good talk with Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, yesterday. I have personally called Jason Schoaf. He had COVID, him and Senator Ausley as well. They're doing good. But I really think this is going to work for us, and I think it's going to pass with flying colors. I'm grateful for our school board members taking advantage of the FSBA training. We had a workshop earlier today with Ms. Andrew Messina, our executive director for the FSBA. Appreciate you coming and being a part of our meeting. She will take your call, I will tell you. She is a great resource. And now that I'm no longer a school board member, I called her the other day, she didn't take my call. And I told her she was screening calls now because I wasn't a board member. But she still takes my calls, and she is a wonderful resource. Please utilize all the training. That being said, we got a couple board members doing training. Y'all are leaving tomorrow for one down south. My next training for superintendency will be February 24th and 25th. And they were going to try to do that in Gainesville, but they decided to do that on Zoom. So I'll be on site doing that. Just a little thing that happened. I didn't realize it was going to be a news story, but it was. But last Friday, what, 5:30 in the afternoon, the Rickards girls basketball team bus broke down. Scott Phillips saw it. Commissioner Scott Phillips saw it. He got up with Boo. Boo got up with me, got the number for the bus driver. They were broke down about where the county yard is. They're on Highway 20 near the White Springs community. And so I called Kevin. I said, Kevin, and I know it's not a call you ever want to get on Friday afternoon when you got plans. Kevin, can you bring a bus? Yes, sir. I got it. We'll take care of it. So Kevin was able to bring a bus. We got all of them there. The sheriff was already on site. We got their stuff moved over to the new bus. Kevin took it to the yard that needed fuel and got it filled up, sent them on the way where they won their 13th straight district championship. So anyway, it was a neat little thing. I got to go on the bus and talk basketball with them girls. So just wanted to make sure they knew how to break the press, and they said we do. The driver for them was the JRTC sergeant, so he knew Sergeant Dentz real well. So we had some common thing there. But I want to thank Kevin publicly. He went above and beyond and was just absolutely there, Johnny on the spot. So I appreciate that, Kevin. Our boys basketball team district play was supposed to start last night. It starts tonight. That game got moved. That'll be at 7:00. And so the FHSA sets those admission prices, so that gets a little higher. You can't use your pass. But anyway, and as soon as it's over, we're going to turn them lights on. So I hope everybody comes over and we can see what them lights look at softball field. Toller pickup drop-off, we're looking at that. Kevin and I talked about fence, gates, and all kind of stuff. We'll be addressing that more than likely if we make a change to that. It's just an issue. The best time probably to address that being the summer and make that, and then start the new year with the new routes. But it is my understanding we're going to get a turn lane down there, maybe in front of the high school, and that'll help alleviate some. But we've got to utilize some of that to get, you know, that worst case scenario is somebody rolling down Highway 12 and running into the back of something because traffic's backed up. It is an issue. Yesterday, the Toller softball and baseball team played Franklin County at home. They decided before the game they wanted to support the McCoy family, who just a horrible situation there. The funeral was yesterday. And so anyway, all the proceeds went to the McCoy family. I broke it down, talked to Jason White this morning. A total of $1,739 was raised, $1,459 in donations, $280 at the gate. And many of the Franklin County people made donations as well. I think the Franklin principal was there and made a huge donation. So all that money will go to them. And then lastly, I had a very successful meeting. I came in smiling like a, I don't know what. I told Gay and Jeff at Lively Technical College today. I did not know the depth of services that they offer what we'll call a high school when it comes to CTE or vocational education. It is absolutely, the thing I was, as we were talking, I was thinking, well, if y'all have instructors or y'all do some of that, we're going to lose our FTE. And no, it's not that way at all. We get to keep the FTE, but they also tap into workforce development money. So I'll be talking with y'all. We're going to meet at the high school. There's some of that stuff that we claim we're already claiming, but there's a great opportunity to be able to utilize. They want to partner with us. So Ashley Hill Crowley, who's Robert Hill's daughter, Ashley is the CTE coordinator, K-12 over there. So we got a good connection from Liberty County over there. She set up the meeting. This was a meeting that was supposed to happen a couple weeks ago when I come off of quarantine and I met over at TCC. I was just going to walk across there and meet them, but Ashley was out on quarantine. So we got to make that meeting happen today, and boy, they were gung-ho. So one area I'm going to really weigh heavy on is Wakulla, the model they have. They got a wonderful CTE program in place, but it also is going to reach into the middle schools because we after this year we lose the Microsoft certification as part of your school grade, and so we have to replace that with something, and so all that works together to make a school grade. So we're excited about that. They're even reaching out into the primary grades 3, 4, and 5 with some of this technical education. So probably the best part of today that I think was the sweetest thing is that a lot of the things that they do through dual enrollment with vocational education is also weighted. If you dual enroll, it gets weighted. So a student who says, I want to go get my AA degree and I want to dual enroll through TCC or Chipola, obviously those grades are weighted on their GPA, but the way they're doing it down in Wakulla, a kid wants to go a nursing route, then they also get a weighted GPA for some of that coursework. So it doesn't punish students who want to go a different rate when it comes to GPA calculation. I think that's great. It's a good thing. It doesn't have to be an either or. It can be an and. So anyway, I'm excited about that, and we'll be having some meetings to talk to Jeff. We're going to go to the high school and kind of see what we can make sure we're maximizing all that we're doing now is from a funding perspective. But hopefully, with that additional $150,000, that we'll have some wiggle room in there to do a really good program starting August of this year. That's what I got, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Next, item 5. need a motion to add emergency item 11A, B, C, and D to the agenda. Have a motion.
Motion,
Ms. Bailey. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion for corrections to consent item 9A, addition of authorization signature removed. Have a motion.
Motion,
Mr. Flower. Second.
Second,
Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda for February 9th, 2021 with emergency items. Got a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Old business, need a motion to remove from the table to approve all FSBA badge travel expenses for board members and superintendent through June the 30th, 2021. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, need a motion to approve January 12th, 2021, regular board meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 9, consent items. Need a motion to approve updating banking account signature authorization at Centennial Bank effective February the 9th, 2021 for the Toler School bank account. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, principal report. We do not have any budget amendments. We need a motion to approve the principal report for January 2021, finance statements for January 2021, bills and payrolls for January 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, Need a motion to approve February the 9th, 2021 personnel consent table. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. To have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D. Need a motion to approve updated sublist. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F. Need a motion to approve teacher salary increase allocation, TSIA salary schedule. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 10, action items. Item A, need a motion to approve to rescind old business approval all FSBA FADS travel expense for board members and superintendent through June the 30th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any approved? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve the following Florida School Board Association registration, travel, virtual training expenses for board members Bailey, Singletary, and Morris in the total amount of $1,805 for the months of February and March 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve financial and federal single audit for the fiscal year ended June the 30th, 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
I have one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's important to realize that there were no findings on this audit.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Congratulations.
Good job. We thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D. Need a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, Title I, Part C, Migrant Education Program, PAEC, MEP, and Liberty County School District for 2021 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve Florida Gifted K-12 add-on endorsement. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve autism spectrum disorder K-12 add-on endorsement. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve contract for services agreement between Simmons Consulting, LLC, and Liberty County School District to fulfill the evaluation requirements as online in the approved 21st Century Community Learning Centers. CCLC grant proposal application for the period of January the 25th, 2021 through July the 31st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve contract for service agreement between Liberty County Arts Council and Liberty County School Board to provide cultural enhancement for students enrolled in the 21st Century Program from January the 25th, 2021 through May the 25th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, I need a motion to approve inspection agreement between Advanced Fire Protection Services Incorporated, AFPS, and the Liberty County School District to perform tests and inspections as outlined and indicated. The initial term of this agreement shall be for 5 years. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Marsh. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, J, need a motion to approve contract services for 21st Century Mentoring between Liberty County Sheriff's Office and Liberty County School Board for the period of January the 25th, 2021 to the 5th and 31st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Bailey. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, emergency items. Need a motion to approve revised salary schedule.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, B, need a motion to approve 5 tutors to be paid from Title V and 4 tutors to be paid from ESSER up to 115 hours to be completed prior to the end of the school year at $22 per hour, beginning February the 10th, 2021 through June the 4th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, C, need a motion to approve a letter of resignation of Adrian Peterson, Polar School receptionist, effective February the 19th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, D, need a motion to approve the GRS GABS 75 contract for actuarial services to commence February the 1st, 2021 and continue until September the 30th, 2021 with Patrick McDaniel and Mickey Hudson of Panhandle Area Education Consortium, PAC, risk management directing the activities of the contract. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 12, board member item, policy items. None. Next item, 13, board member concern items. Anyone?
James. I think I'm good unless y'all bring something up I need to talk about.
Okay. Ms. Jody?
I do have one. The Florida School Board Association, in conjunction with districts around the state, are working together to send letters to the governor in an effort to have the teachers deemed essential workers related to the COVID vaccines. So Kyle has graciously, and Renee have drafted one for our school board. I do believe this is critical, and it shows that Liberty County is at the table. So we're wanting to ensure that our teachers are deemed essential as well as other districts in the state have done. So Kyle has the draft, and I think he's provided that to us. We may have a few little, is our turn for Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson, did you have some little changes you wanted to, just some English?
There's not anything real. I was just passing time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just some verbiage there. But anyway, I got a copy of Pinellas County. They were so nice to give me a copy of theirs, and so it favors that one. And if it's okay, and it doesn't require a motion. So, do we have any conversation? How do you guys feel about that? That's sending a letter to the governor.
That would not be mandatory.
It would just basically put them on the list like firefighters and nurses and as essential workers and prioritize them as getting a COVID vaccine if they wanted it.
I think it's a very good idea. Yeah. They're front line. They've always front line with our kids and our community. So I think it's a very good idea.
Shows our support.
Can I say something that might ease all y'all's minds about the shots and stuff? I have been approved yesterday through Mayo Clinic. I've been waiting to hear that they approved for me to have the shots. So if they're comfortable with me having the shots, then that makes me comfortable. I figured if y'all would know that, it might be y'all's mind.
Yes.
Maybe if you y'all can second guess me.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Okay, so I guess we'll, Chair, are we all going to sign this letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to. We got it drafted, so.
All right. Well, you want to do that before we leave here tonight?
Yeah, just come see Ms. Renee. She'll get you.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you. That's all I have.
I just got one little thing, and I'd like to recognize Mr. Chad Smith and him for sitting in with us every meeting. We just say thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
We're acting better.
Yes.
He's got a taser.
Mr. Jason?
Toller School and Hosford both are in need of a flagpole. We don't have one. Benny Jacobs will donate the poles and have them installed. And that's Mr. Tickern, I think, is going to donate the flags. So
we got a good connection.
Get on that pretty,
yes,
pretty
yeah,
quick.
Well, that's awesome.
I talked to him this morning. Hopefully he's not calling me back telling me that he can't do it. Because it was a problem before with the pandemic, getting the flags.
Okay.
So
will Benny do the ordering? He'll handle that?
Benny already has the poles.
Okay.
The only thing that I haven't taken care of is Josh Potter will need to do a little bit of welding on the poles.
Okay.
I'm hoping, if he's watching, I'm hoping he'll donate his services. But if not, it'll be minimal, you know. And then Benny will put them up, and I'm assuming put all the hardware and the flag on the,
okay,
on the poles.
We'll be sure to do a thank you letter.
Absolutely.
For that. That's awesome.
Thank you for checking on it, Jason. Dow?
I just want to say thank you, Superintendent Petty. When I called you Friday, that was a pretty tough situation that those girls were in with the buses and all. And I just want to thank you for getting it handled and having Kevin do what he does. And I tell you, it meant a lot. I know it would have meant a lot for us if we're stranded. Same thing, you know, they've had to come all the way to Bozeman before to us to bring a bus or something. Been there, done there. And Al's been right there with us. And especially when you're calling back to like they were calling back to their people and nobody was answering the phone as you tried to call them as well. That goes a long way. I got to look. You lend a hand to somebody,
yes,
it pays for itself. And I want to say thank you for handling that. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Anything else, guy? All right. Closing comments, none? Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Lord. Second, Mr. Singletary. Meet adjourned. Good meeting, guys.